The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 569, with a very special story by Lisa Schneckenberger about sustainability in Celtic music. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and I want to introduce you to some amazing Celtic bands and musicians. You can support the artists in this show by their music. You will find a link to all the artists along with showtimes and chapters for each song when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. And I do indeed have a great story, inspiring story from Lisa Schneckenberger that I'm super excited to share with you later on in the episode. But first, we kicked off the show with Spoil the Dance. That was Jigs from their album Returning Home. Next up is Ula with Friar Kelly Set Reels from their self-titled EP.
of England, young guardians at sea, whose flag is braved, battle and breeze, your glorious standard will match any foe as you sweep through the deep and the stormy wind blows. Let it blow, pitch and roll, hold fast, don't let go. Let it blow, heave and groan, you're almost home. The spirit of your fathers rolls o'er every wave. The deck was their fortune, the ocean their grave. Where fell Blake and Nelson, your mighty hearts glow as you sweep through the deep and the stormy wind blows. Let it blow,
let it blow,
the channel. For her land to protect and her honor to keep, till danger has parted and peace again flows. You'll sweep through the deep while the stormy wind blows. Let it blow, pitch and roll, hold fast, don't let go. Let it blow, heave and groan, you're almost home. Come all you young lassies, where hae you been? Say sleepy and drowsy, I ken by your een. In all the wide world, you'll ne'er find a friend like the lads who were reared among heather. Oh, awee, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barn's worth ten in the hall, with the lads that were reared among heather. Go walk, ruin your cities, raw buildings outside. Gaze on their splendors and wonder with pride. Fine ships have been built on the banks of the Clyde by the lads that were reared among heather. Oh, awee, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barn's worth ten in the hall, with the lads that were reared among heather. Some soldiers she kens where to send, to the mountains and the valleys, the hills and the glens. There are bonnets and plaids right true to the end. Pray the lads that were reared among heather. Oh, awee, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barn's worth ten in the hall, with the lads that were reared among heather. England can boast of her sweet-scented rose, and Ireland can boast of the shamrock she grows. But give me the land where the clear water flows and the mountains high covered with heather. Oh, awee, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barn's worth ten in the hall, with a among heather. Oh, awee, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barn's worth ten in the hall, with the lads that were reared among heather.
After Ulla came the Kelly Girls with Mariners of England from May You Always, then Wolf and Clover with Top of Cork Road, First Avenue, and The Merry Maiden from their self-titled album. And then we finish up the set with Wolf Losher, that was Lads Among Heather, from his album Sheep's Clothing. I wanted to share this song in part because of a new episode of my Pub Songs and Stories podcast. I talk about a song called Lads in the Shire. The lyrics were written by some fans of the podcast, my editor, Mitchell Peterson, and his wife, Kelly. They were inspired by Wolf Losher's song, Lads Among the Heather. Though, of course, our song is about Lord of the Rings, which is timely since there's a new prequel coming to Prime Video next month. But if you wanted to hear the original version, well, this is the one that they based their lyrics on, so I'm very happy to share that. I hope you enjoy both. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Gary Hook emailed, "Sometimes I feel like your show saves me. Thanks. I'm almost always listening while I work as music affects the non-technical side of my brain. It's always awesome. And while I don't necessarily love everything, there's lots of great stuff in every episode. Love, love, love. Wish I discovered this years ago, but better late than never. Thanks for all you do." You are super welcome, Gary. Thank you for all you do. Gary is a fantastic photographer. In fact, I'll include a link to his photo website in the show notes. He did some great pictures, a lot of promo pictures of me over the years, which I've been also super grateful for. So thank you, Gary. And I'm glad the music inspires you. Jody Ryford emailed a photo. "Hey La, today I'm working on my senior design capstone project for my EE at University of Michigan. I'm making a 3D printer that prints in stainless steel." Wow. "Trying hard to stay under budget, LOL. Thankfully, I have the support of the i3 Detroit Hackerspace. Couldn't have come this far without them or without the great tunes. Thanks for keeping it rolling. Jody. P.S. Pardon the messy shop. Wasn't planning on a photo op today, but I can't turn down a plea like that, can I?" Thank you so much, Jody. And this is a plea to everyone to please send in your photos. I would love to see more such photos. I'm including three more photos by Woodland Folk. One is titled, "Sometimes the whole world can turn to show you a path." And another, he says, "Beauty is in imperfection." I love it. So thank you so much for sharing those photos and for all your kind and generous comments. I really appreciate those comments, and I am running low. So drop me a line, send me a picture, tell me what you're doing while listening. Next up is Andreas Tranzo with "If" from The Earth and Everything in It.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself and all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, be light about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all of your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they're gone, so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Thank you.
sun shines down from its heavenly throne. All the people lying on the ground like lizards on a stone. Thank God for sunny weather. It's only once a year. The colder winds, they break them, and winter brings their tears. God put me here in this field full of snow, with the dark sky. Choices, and I'll shoulder the blame. Standing in this field, the sun beats down so bold, and even though it's real, I know that it's not gold. There's no reason to choices, and I'll shoulder the they steal old souls' crown.
After Andreas Tranzo came Sharon Shannon with Pull Out the Stops from Sacred Earth, her latest CD, at least the one I'm familiar with at present. It's been a while, that I think it's a year or two since that came out, so I need to go check, see if there's any new music. McCaslin and McDonald was next with Mark the Hard Earth from their album Harbor, and finally Jerry O'Byrne and Rosie Shipley with Air from Yesterday I Saw the Earth Beautiful. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. So there are over 300 amazingly generous people who pledge $1, $5, $10, $25 or more each and every week to support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And I'm extremely grateful to each for their generosity. But sometimes I screw up and I forget to charge for an episode. So that is what happened this week. And the money came in from last month's Patreon pledges. And I was $500 short what I normally earn each month. And as you can imagine, I was a bit shocked. I realized immediately that I didn't charge for one of the episodes last month, and that shortfall has a big impact on my life and business. So I emailed my patrons and I let them know about the problem, and I was flooded with small donations. $1, $5, $10, $20, $100. Not all that small in some cases. And so some of them were large, and they all just wanted to help out with the shortfall. So I want to take a moment to thank each and every patron of the podcast who sent in money to help me meet my financial goals for this month. I really appreciate it. I have a lot of new music I'm buying this month, so it really helps a lot. If you want to support the podcast with a one-off contribution, I will put a link in the show notes to where you can donate or even buy some Celtic Podcast t-shirts or other merch. Again, thank you so much for supporting the show. And thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Beth Hosfield, Richard Nielsen, and Sean Halloran. Thank you all so much. Become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. All right, it's time for a Celtic music story about sustainability in Celtic music. A few weeks back, I was reading Lisa Schneckenberger's email. Lisa is a fantastic Celtic musician from Vermont. She has a great newsletter where she inspires you to practice. In one email, she was talking about summer road trips, and she mentioned the Sustainable Touring Arts Coalition. There's a link in the show notes on how to make your travel as sustainable as possible. She mentioned her friend Laura Cortese, who toured Plastic Free, and Lisa did a tour with her husband and son on a bicycle. I'll let her tell you the story.
A few years ago, my family and I embarked on a weekend tour of shows where we traveled to each gig on bicycles. We decided we wanted to shift environmental conversations from fear and denial to empowerment and creativity. So, to limit our fossil fuel use and raise awareness, we decided that we would book a tour where we traveled to each show on cargo bikes with electric assists, bringing our son, merchandise, and instruments with us. Audience members that arrived at each concert via pedal power were sold discounted tickets. So we biked in a loop from our home in Brattleboro, Vermont, to play concerts in Greenfield, Massachusetts, Peterborough, New Hampshire, Dunbarton, New Hampshire, Nelson, New Hampshire, and then home again. We brought a bright yellow Yuba cargo bike with an electric assist that I pedaled, which carried our, at the time, 9-year-old, and the merch case, snacks, fiddle, and tenor guitar. My husband rode a Trek 2014 Allant with a Dillinger front hub electric assist and carried all of our clothes between his front basket and panniers. Some of the highlights included gorgeous scenery. New England is so beautiful. And being outside all day, which made me feel really happy and vibrant. Not only that, but all of our rain gear worked. Yay! And our instruments were kept cool and dry all weekend, plus actually having a few rain showers to cool us off on our ride from time to time was really great on the hot days. I loved when folks would give us a friendly honk as they passed us on the road, and also showing off our electric assist bikes and gear to all the interested audience members at intermission each night at the shows. I loved how my son sat behind me on the cargo bike and kept my spirits up by giving me massages, cheering for us on the steep inclines, and singing us songs. His repertoire included King of the Road, Faith, Robin Hood and Little John, as well as excerpts from The Sound of Music, Duke, and improvised originals, along the lines of, "Oh, my mama is so strong, she can peddle all day long." I guess this might seem obvious, but it was really freaking awesome that we didn't spend a single penny on gas. And because we were passing fewer gas stations in general, the unofficial junk food dispensers of our universe, my son was tempted to whine for candy a lot less frequently. But the best thing of all was that our mode of travel inspired so many interesting conversations, and it was fun to see the looks on people's faces as they imagined doing something similar themselves. There were also some downsides, like riding up Bliss Hill on the way to Richmond, New Hampshire. It was not blissful. We were so tired and hungry when we saw it coming that I swore in front of my kid a lot. I was surprised to find that I got a bit hoarse at the end of each day from yelling back and forth as we biked along, which isn't ideal for someone planning to sing a full show later that evening. We could chat a bit on the quiet back roads, but even then you had to raise your voice to be heard. And of course, on the busier roads with lots of cars passing, we couldn't do much chatting at all, which was lonelier. My least favorite thing of all was the slimy feeling you get when excessive sunscreen, rain, and sweat are all mixed together. It's hard to describe. You'll just have to try it and find out for yourself. At the end of the day, it was just amazing to have spent so much time outside and to get to play music for a bunch of fun audiences. We would play some up-tempo tunes and talk about the exhilarating hills, and then we would play some slower songs, like a duet version of Since the Day We Met, and talk about how we were going to sleep really, really well that night. And I can tell you, we did.
Hydra and the board for a tone.
That, of course, was from Lissa Schneckenberger's newest album. The album is called Thunder in My Arms. That was the 11th labor of Hercules. And seriously, if you enjoy her music, please go sign up to her newsletter and definitely buy the new album. Show your support. All these musicians that we survive based on your generosity of purchasing our music. The streaming music is a great way to listen, but it's not how these artists make their money. So if you can do that, that would be amazing. Now, I found Lissa's story extremely inspiring, as I said. Obviously, I'm concerned about our carbon impact on the climate, which is why I mentioned the Carbon Almanac in a past podcast, and you can find that at thecarbonalmanac.org. You'll find a link again in the show notes. Her story got me excited, and I went down a rabbit hole looking to sustainability in the music industry, and I found a few resources, but not much. So I've been looking into ways that I can make my music career and podcasting career more sustainable. One of the coolest things that Lissa Schneckenberger's story inspired me to do is to make my own bike gig plan. So with any luck, I will announce at least one bike show this fall. I'd love your thoughts and feedback. Have you seen any Celtic musicians working hard to support our environment? What did they do? Anything sustainable? Drop me a line, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I'd really appreciate it. I'm looking for new ideas. It's not too late. We can make a difference in very small ways. And those small ways, if each of us do something, we can make a huge impact on our planet. So let me know, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Old Man Flanagan's Ghost is up next with May from their album Sociable.
Seen the world through eyes. high for so long, seen so many moons. So it's true what they say, that time can heal wounds. Now I'm watching my children grow every day. Time that I once wished would pass, now begging to stay. The day just seems so much brighter than what it has been. The brown and the gray look more faded, surrounded by green. And all of the sadness that stayed close to me is finally turned into something that's setting me free. Thank you.
city like everybody else, you know. In a row home by a playground near a Catholic school, you know. Shamrock tattooed on her, Clancy's on inside the car. Saturday night you'll find her with her girlfriends at the bar. If she loves, you'll feel it fiercely in everything you do. She's the most Irish in America. She'll never miss a festival and stays into the night. She'll spend all day just making sure she doesn't miss the pipes. When they march by, she'll film the whole routine until they're through. Then convinces all the patties that a kilt is Irish too. If she loves, she'll feel it fiercely in everything she says. She's the most Irish in America. Sleep at night just thinking of her eyes and not her hair. When you do drift off, you'll see her in your dreams with such a smile. It won't matter that you know you'll meet again in just a while. You'll realize what she's done for you and everyone you know. The gift of a life and knowing that you'll still have room to grow. You'll never know the end, something good can come too soon. This life is a privilege, and loving her is due. Her house is decorated in the shield of her last name. Hogan pictures on the wall with maps from where her family came. She'll never miss a mass on Sunday after a late night. No question that she'll always make you choose what is right. She loves, you'll feel it fiercely in every look she gives. She's the most Irish in America. She loves, you'll feel it fiercely in everything she is. She's the most Irish in America.
After Old Man Flanagan's Ghost was Harmundi with Farewell to Tom from Orvalo Boreal, and finally Jameson Celtic Rock with The Most Irish Girl in America from Hey How Are Ya. Thanks so much for listening. If you want Celtic music news in your inbox, the Irish and Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free, and don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20 so we can create next year's best Celtic music of 2022 episode. We're going to finish up with Niamh Parsons. This is Green Grass, It Grows Bonnie, from her album In My Prime. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week. Sláinte.
I wonder what is keeping my true love tonight. I wonder what is keeping her out of my sight. For little she knows the pain for she would not stay from me. This night I am sure. Oh love, are you coming my cause to advance? Our love,
A false-hearted young maid
they will soon fade away.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit CelticMusicPodcast.com to subscribe to our mailing list and through your favorite podcatcher. You can also follow a Best of This Year playlist on streaming sites, and you'll find links to all the artists played in this episode. The show is supported by our patrons of the podcast on Patreon. Visit SongHinge.com to get free MP3s, episodes before regular listeners, music-only episodes, and the opportunity to vote for your favorite song in each episode. You'll also get a discount on all merch in our store. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support to keep creating new music. If you heard music you loved, visit the artist's website, buy something from them. You can support many of these musicians on Patreon, just like this podcast. And of course, I always appreciate it when you email the artist to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to promote any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.